In Play Radio. From a 12-round war to knocking the Aussies for four. We've got it covered.
Let's have a look at India versus Pakistan. This one's 3:30 in the morning on the 15th of February, UK time, of course. India, the champions, 4-7, open up their defence against Pakistan. What a game to start for both of these teams. Virat Kohli, top India bat, and India to win. 5-1 is the headline offer. Yunus Khan, top Pakistan bat, and Pakistan to win. 8-1, the headline offer for Pakistan. Obviously, all the usual markets as well. In the preview of the tournament, Anthony, you were talking about the fact that, you know, we're not quite sure what's going on with India. You know, they've kind of almost been in lockdown, haven't they? You don't know if all's good, if all's not good. I mean, and you probably could say the same for Pakistan at any given time as well. You know, if we knew where the two camps were mentally, it'd help us a lot in this one. But it'd be a massive shock if Pakistan beat India here, wouldn't it?
I can't pick this game simply just because exactly what you said. We don't know what's going on with both teams. And I suppose in some way that makes them both dangerous. You know, we know they've got individuals who are fantastic players, but it really is a tough one to pick. And having seen more of India than Pakistan over recent times, I couldn't back India at 4-7 in this game. If you had to, you know, sway one or the other, I'd take Pakistan at 11-8 simply because, one, it's a good price, but India have looked an absolute shambolic outfit. Pakistan have just beaten England in a warm-up game. I know warm-up games are not everything, but I think 11-8, I was surprised by that price, I really was. So I think I'd be going for Pakistan in this game.
I was reading a preview on Crick Info, and they were talking about, you know, who could trouble India, if there are any nerves about it, if there are any problems. And they were talking about Mohammad Irfan maybe being the one bowler who could really upset these Indian batsmen. Pakistan need some really, really world-class performances on the day, would you say, to despite the fact that, you know, it's a decent price for them to win it. They need to perform really well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, if you go back a few months, you'd probably say India 9 times out of 10 in this fixture. But I just think there's something going on in the India camp, and for all their fantastic players, they just don't look like they can get it together. So I think, given the history between the, you know, the two nations as well, this is really is a grudge game. I think the Pakistanis will be more up for it as well. And even though they've got not the bigger names as India, I just think that's why they'll edge this one. Yes, you look at, you know, Shahid Afridi, probably Yunus Khan, who've got the real experience, but Mohammad Irfan, you mentioned there, I think he can do well in Australia conditions. Wyatt Bryars as well is a little bit unproven, but again, can be dangerous. And I just think, you know, Pakistan, I don't think either of these teams are going to trouble to be a winner, but I think both should make it through to the quarterfinals.
Loads of markets on that match. The team totals, player totals. You can back things like individual players' total runs. There's man of the match betting, the wicket betting as well, and which is the highest opening partnership. And under the other markets, you get the first over score, first dismissal method, highest opening partnership, etc., etc. So plenty to bet on.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.